Charlotte at 6. It's time for
Order Up
Dirty Restaurant Tuesday.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup. Could you do something about it?
Presented by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Charlotte at 6 here on WBT. It is a spring-like version of Dirty Restaurant Tuesday.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Me too.
This is how the weather should be.
Just all the time.
All the time. Summer, yeah. Winter. I don't need snow. I don't need blazing heat. Just need a little chill in the air.
Yeah.
But warm, sunny days.
It is so nice.
Ah, love it.
I love it. That's TJ. He's our food critic. And the other thing he loves is good food.
I love good food.
And you got any for us, or you got bad food for us?
I've got good food for you. And also, I mean, the weather doesn't say it, but it's spooky season.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm back on the haunted restaurants of Charlotte.
Well, we'll find out about TJ's haunted adventure here in a second. But first, newcomers to the Hall of Shame here. First one, I hate to see these guys on here because their food is good and they're a nice family. Lulu's Maryland-style chicken and seafood.
Yeah.
This is the new one on Central Avenue, 87.5.
Oh, man. They need to get this up.
They do. 87.5 Lulu's on Central Avenue. Let's see. No manager was present or in charge when the inspector arrived. A person in charge finally showed up before the end of the inspection. Employee food and beverages were on the prep table when the inspector got there and said, don't put employee drinks where food is prepared and don't eat where food is prepared.
Yeah, you got to go somewhere else.
Spread germs that way. Employee observed handling cell phone and then starting to handle customers' foods all without washing.
Oh, wow.
You know, we've talked about this. Cell phones are nasty.
Yeah, absolutely. Even a clean cell phone is gross.
It's nasty, yeah.
Oh, that looks clean. It's not.
Yeah, that's right. It's full of germs. Several large mixing bowls, food pans, strainers, scoops, and other utensils were stored as clean, but guess what?
Not so clean.
Not clean, and that was a repeat violation. Another repeat violation, food not hot enough, including collard greens, green beans, and rice. Not at the right temperature.
Oh, wow.
Then they had items not cold enough, including raw catfish. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, that's
large container
good.
Of collard greens was also not cold enough, not hot or cold enough on the greens. And that was a repeat violation, so they got to watch their temperatures. This is gross. Do not store sticky fly traps above the food. They had one above the prep table, above the soda machine, and the ice machine.
Oh, man. Find another solution.
Yeah, you don't
not sticky, disgusting solution. Oh, those things are so gross.
Oh, they are. Fly traps above the food. So there you go. Lulu's Maryland style chicken and seafood on Central Avenue, 87.5.
We're rooting for you, sir. Get that number
That's
up.
That's right. Get that score up. Now, here's one that is just absolutely gross. This is the Substation 2 on Independence Boulevard in Matthews. 85.5.
Oh, wow. For a sandwich place.
Yeah. And the inspector starts out by saying, there's a lack of management oversight here. No person in charge was on site at the time.
Oh, man.
And you can tell it. Observed a slicer with old food debris on the outside on the blade. Person in charge said, well, we clean it once a day. No, you need to clean the slicer more often.
Please. Ugh.
And here is something that is just gross. If you go there, don't order a Mountain Dew. Observe the Mountain Dew soda nozzle had a roach inside.
Oh, man.
Yuck.
No, thank you. That's way worse than pink slime.
Yeah. Who knew that roaches liked Mountain Dew, huh? Oh. Is that just not nasty?
Ooh.
And
if there's one, there's more than one.
That's right. Plus, there were cockroaches, flies, ants all over the premises. Roaches were crawling on some single-use items, you know, cups and bowls. And then again, the roach in the Mountain Dew nozzle.
That's so
bad. Nasty. And it gets worse. I guess you could say this is getting worse. Observed white mold growth on meat and cheese that they were going to serve.
Oh.
What's that white stuff on my sandwich? Mayo?
Man, it's one thing if it's out of date, but it maybe looks fine. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's not okay. But, like, when it's visibly moldy, And you're planning on, like, just look at it. You I don't know. Have to.
Think if you got a moldy sandwich and a Mountain Dew that passed through a roach. I mean, that's just.
That's more than all the food groups, at least. Those are the food groups you don't want.
A big chunk of turkey was sitting on the sink drain, sitting out at the wrong temperature. Why would you put it on the sink? Observed nothing that had a date on it in the facility.
Nothing.
Yeah, no date on anything in the facility.
Well, we just wait until there's mold on it, and then we serve it for another 2 weeks, and then we throw it out.
Yeah, that system works. Oh, and if all else fails, they had a dirty bathroom.
Oh, of course. There's no safety in this place.
The roaches preferred the Mountain Dew over the bathroom, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's the Substation 2 on Independence Boulevard, the worst we've had in a while, 85.5.
Oh, man, that's so disappointing.
Got some bad ones on there today.
Yeah, big time.
All right, what have you got for us?
All right, we're heading uptown today to the second oldest building in uptown, which I learned. I had no idea. Reroz Irish Pub.
Oh, yeah. It's been there for years.
It's been there since the late 90s, and some of the decor has been around for much longer.
Oh.
They actually shipped in wood and different bars from Ireland.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
They have been around since the 1700s and then rebuilt them in Charlotte.
So we think a ghost came in with that?
Well, there's a lot of speculation about that. Thoughts of people have seen people that work there. A little girl, or heard a little girl practicing her ABCs, and a real common one is these two drunk ghosts, basically, that are just falling out of their chair and making a ruckus, but nobody, they never harm anybody. They're just bar patrons from years past.
Now, do they think they see these or just hear them?
I have seen articles that have reported both.
Okay.
But one of the weirdest stories out of Reroz is sometime years ago, there was, in the middle of the night, a alarm went off. And when the manager got there with the police doing the investigation, the only thing that was out of place was one brick in the middle of the floor. Nothing else. None of the cameras picked up anything. And now the brick still sits in the manager's office. Because what is that? It's a ghost. That's what it is.
The Reroz ghost.
But now it could be too much Guinness, but it's highly recommended if you're going to Reroz. The sausage rolls, it's just sausage links wrapped in a pastry puff. Like,
are they good though?
It's fantastic.
Really?
Do not sleep on that. It's so good. They've got great burgers. I've heard, I don't eat fish, but the fish and chips is supposed to be fantastic there.
That's what I've heard too, yeah.
Irish chicken curry. Oh, man, it's so good. I've been to Reroz a lot. I love that place. Their steak tips are great. I've never dove straight into the cottage pie. It seems a little too traditional to me.
Yeah.
But it has a mashed potato topping.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
I may have to try that next time.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm ghost hunting.
Well, I was going to say, have you ever seen the ghost?
I never have, but I haven't spent any late night hours there in a long time. Maybe that's what I need to do.
Okay, so Reroz.
I'm in. I love that place. It's just a cool atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know.
And suggestions?
DirtyRestaurantTJ@gmail.com.